We're learning Masech the Sivam and Snafi, Zayin and Beis. The Gemara brings the Liman, how do we know Eishas Achav Shloi Hayim Ba'ilamai, how do we know that there can't be even Mechalitza if the two brothers weren't alive together, if the Yavam was born after the Meis died? And the Gemara brings it from Kieshu Achim Yachdav, Shayishiva Achas Ba'ilam. They had to live together in the world. Now Taisus and all the Rishayim also ask the Kasha, what do you need a Liman for? You have the Gemara on that Pezayin and days that discusses how do we know, let's say they had children at the time that the father died, but afterwards the children died. Does the Isha go to Yibam Chalitza even afterwards? And the Gemara says that you can't say that she does because that will be Chsar and Derchel Darche Noyim Lechon Nisi Vaseh Shalem. Torah has to be Darche Noyim, has to be pleasant, and it will be very unpleasant if you're going to say a husband dies and his wife is going to get remarried, and then if the children die, so now she'll need Yibam Chalitza from the husband's brother after she got remarried. That's a chsar in the Darche Noyim, and that teaches you that if at the time that he died there were children, even if they died later, there is no din Yibam Chalitza. So Fektaisis, so who a din? That should teach you the din of Eishas Achav Shloi Hayim Ba'ilamai. Because if you're not going to say that, so what's going to happen? A man's going to die, and at this point he has no brothers, so male the Isha could go, his wife could go and get married. And then if a brother is born afterwards, so then she'll be now chayiv in Yibam Chalitza after she became pater. So just like we say that it can't be that if the children die after the husband died, they'll be din chalitza even because that's not darchenayim. Who a din, you shouldn't be able to say that if someone's born, if a brother is born after the husband died, there can't be any chalitza even right there because it won't be a din of darchenayim. As I frag Taisus and as I frag in the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Chuli. Now the Aruch Haner points out, in Taisus you don't see one way or the other, but the Ramban has the kasha, and the Taisus, the Rosh has the kasha in two separate ways. Very, very interesting. When the Ramban has the kasha, he says like this. He says, it's not darchenayim, why? Because when the woman dies, when the husband dies, that means she's pater, she's mutter l'shuk. And now if her brother's born, she'll go l'yibam, that will be chsarin in darchenayim. That's the way the Ramban has it, the way we explained it. But the Teis Rosh says it differently. The Teis Rosh says it's not darchenayim for her to have to wait until her brother's born. That's a chsarin in darchenayim. For her to have to wait until her husband's, until then, for her to have to wait, he says, until her father-in-law dies. And she'll have to wait until her father-in-law dies, because as long as the father's alive, he still might marry a woman and have a child. So it wouldn't be darchenayim to make her wait until her father-in-law dies. So it sounds like, if there wouldn't be for the sorry of darchenayim, and it wouldn't be for the din of Eishak Shlai B'lamei, what would happen? The Ramban says that either right now she'd be Materis. Now when a brother's born, if there's no din of Eishak Shlai B'lamei, and there's no din of darchenayim, then she'll be niskak. And darchenayim will tell you, no, she can't be niskak to him, she's ready potter. But the Taisa Rosh sounds like he's saying that if there be no din of darchenayim and no din of eishasak shloi b'lamai, the halacha would be is that she'd have to wait until her father-in-law dies, because maybe there'll be a yavam. So she'll have to wait until the father-in-law dies, because maybe there'll be a yavam. So the Aruch Haner asks on the Taisa Rosh, and we go later in Daf Kuf Yutes, that discusses what's the halacha if a woman's in-laws, the husband's father and mother, went to Medina Siyam. And then, after they went to Medina Siyam, there are no communications in those days, her husband dies without children. But as far as she knows, he doesn't have a brother. Does she have to be cheshish that he has a brother out there in Medina Siyam, that the in-laws had another baby boy in Medina Siyam? So the Gemara says no. Because in every pregnancy, you have a roiv that it's not a yavam. Because first of all, every time someone's pregnant, it's half skarim, half nekeves. So you have a maksa that'll be in the keva, and that's not a yavam. You also have the chance of a hapala, of a miscarriage. So every pregnancy, it might be a zacha, it might be in the keva, and then again, it might be a miscarriage. So the chance that it's a zacha ben kayam, you have a rave against it. So the rave is machriya that she doesn't have a yavam. So, fact, Aruch Haner, so how could Taisa say, I mean, how could the Taisa Rosh say that she's aser. That the problem of darchenayim is that it's not darchenayim to prevent her from getting married until her father-in-law dies. Why would you prevent her from getting married until her father-in-law dies? There's a rave that he won't have a yavam. So the Ramban is right. If it wouldn't be for Eishes Acher Shalibay Lamei, and it wouldn't be with Archenayim, she'll be mutter right away, because you have a rave that she's not going to have another yavam. Which we rely on Lamaisa when her in-laws go to Medina Siyam. We have a rave that they didn't have another yavam. Who then the rave would say that she won't have another yavam? So what's it sad to say she'll be aser until her father-in-law dies? Now the chayr is a little bit more shver. That's what Chanan's kasha. Life shver with the kasha. Says the chayr, the Ramban is right. The halacha would be that she's muteris now, and the chesaron of darchenayim is that she can't become zakuk even after she's muteris. Well, the chayr, it's a bigger kasha. Why would she, even if, let's say, we have a serious chance that there might be another yavam. For some reason, we can't be samech on this rayah, for whatever it is, you'll explain to me why we do have to be chayshish that maybe her father-in-law is going to have another son. But why would that ask her now? The son's not around. Right now, there is no yavam. You need a zika of yavam. Have a zika of yivam chalitza. That would make her aser. If there is no yavam in existence, even if we have a suffix, maybe we'll be, and we can't be machriya al-pirei for whatever reason. But why would she be also? Why would she have to wait until her father-in-law dies? Right now, there's no yavam in existence. Right now, let her do even mechalit, let her marry Lashuk. Now, like we said, the Ramban asked the kasha the other way. The Ramban asked the kasha, it wouldn't be darchenayim for to become pater, and then become chayiv again when her father-in-law has another son. So the Ramban and Rav bring a teretz that is a chilek. By hayu leibanim umesu, there's no way she could ever get married without the possibility of her being zakuk leiva, because her children could always die. It always could be that her children will die. So that's a forever problem. Mashen came by eishes shachar shayi belamei without the pasuk. So it's not a problem of darchenayim, because at least after a father-in-law dies, she'll be able to get married. So the chesaron of darchenayim is when she prevented from getting married internally, without any limitation. Mashen Kane, here, she's only prevented from getting married as long as her father is alive. When her husband's father is no longer alive, then we'll know for sure there'll never be a yavam, there'll never be another achmanav. So that's not a sign of darchenayim. They suggest such a teretz. The Ramban doesn't comment on it, and the Ritva says, ein zeh mechuver. So the Asher Shakev asks the same kasha on their teretz. The Dakamara, the Asher Shakev, as the Aruch Laner did on the kasha, that the Gemara says that there's a rave. Even if a father is alive, why would you have to wait until he dies? There's a rave. Because each pregnancy, like the Gemara says, is maxis for maxis in the cave, it's me and my pilis. So why would she be aser? So the Asher Shakev says a possibility like this. If he wouldn't have a pasuk telling you Eishes Acher Shleya Be'olamai, so we would say, of course, if another Yavam is born, she'll be Zakuk to Yib Mechalitza. Aye, there's a Chesaron of Darchenayim, she became Pater, she'll marry somebody else and then become Zakuk Mechalitza. Good. So Darchenayim is not going to tell you that Oiba Zaya Eishes Acher Shleya Be'olamai, if the brother wasn't around, there's no Yib Mechalitza. Darchenayim will tell you fakert. Darchenayim will tell you she's not potter until her father-in-law dies. That's what Darchenayim will tell you. So that's the Ramban, the Teretz, the Ramban and the Dvar bring. Yes, Darchenayim tells you that you can't have an Isha becoming Mutal Ashuk and then all of a sudden, without warning, becoming Chayim and Yivim Chalitza. And that's why the Gemara there says that if she has children at the time the husband dies, so now she's Mutal Ashuk. When the children die, we're going to have to say that she's still mutal ashuk. It wouldn't be darchenayim to say now she'll have to go to yivam chalitza. So you want to shtel tzu here or so? When her husband dies without any yavam there, so she's mutal ashuk. And you want darchenayim to tell you that aybezay when a yavam's born eishasach shleib beilama, you wouldn't be darchenayim to say that she'll become now mechayim to the yavam. But no, darchenayim here might tell you the opposite. It might tell you there's a halacha that she has to not get married until her father-in-law dies. There you can't say she cannot get married until she knows her children won't die. So never know that. She won't be able to get married, period. And that can't be the halacha. But here, Nishkevelech, as long as her father-in-law is alive, she won't be able to get married. And that's why I need the pasuk of Eishes Sachar Shoyev Ba'Elamai. That's a teretz that the Ramban and the Rav bring, but the Ritva says Ein Zeh Mechuver. That's how the Asher Shangev wants to learn the teretz. And it's dim, it's because the Ramban and the Kasha Mefurish said that the Kasha was that when he dies, she'll become Mutter, and then she'll become Chayev when the Yavam is born. So what's the teretz that she can wait until her father-in-law dies? This is the teretz. And Dr. Naim is not going to tell you that she's not Mechuyev then. Dr. Naim is to tell you she's not Mutter now. Which you wouldn't have that in the Gemara there. So I want to say, Lefizeh Kimiyashiv, the Taisir Rosh from the Aruch HaNer's Kasha. The Aruch HaNer's and the Taisir Rosh. Why are you saying it's not Dr. Naim for her to be Aser until the father-in-law dies? Why should she be Aser until the father-in-law dies? She has a Rayiv that says that it's Mutter. And I asked Lechari, can I ask better? Why should she be Aser? Right now there's no Yavam. Why should a future Yavam make her Aser? Zok the Rosh, that is also Chsar and Dachanayim. That's what the Rosh holds. It could be that's why the Dvar says it's not Mechuver. To make somebody wait indefinitely, even though it could, and it probably will come to end at a certain point, but let's say she's a young woman. She's 15 years old. Her father-in-law is 30 years old. So now to make her wait for 40 years until her father-in-law dies, that's also a problem with Dachanayim. Vaipin, there's not such a machlekes between the Ramban and the and Teis Rosh, except Hagufa, if you could say the Ramban's teretz. Of course, be'etzim, she wouldn't be mechuyev to wait, not only because of the Aruch HaNer's reason that there's a Rayiv, but also because of my reason. Right now we know there is no Yavam. Why would she have to wait, even if there will be a future Yavam? But the Shaila is, maybe Darchei Noyim will tell you that. Maybe Darchei Noyim will tell you that there's a halacha that she has to wait for a future Yavam. Because it can't be the halacha is that she's pater now and then chayiv. And instead of saying the halacha is that she'll be pater then, say the halacha is that she's asked to get married now. And the Ramban Taka says a possibility of such a teretz. And that's why it's different than the Gemara, but Mesim Kachayim were there. There is never an eitzah for her to get married. But the Teretz Rosh holds that also looks so in the Dachinayim that she has to wait until the father-in-law dies. Now the Rishonim bring the Rishalmi, which asks very similar to the Kasha of Taisus and the Rishonim. Rishalmi says like this: Yachta Fral Eishes Achar Shleiv Belamai. Right, brings the Drasha. Then he says, "Beloy Kain, if not that man, and I mean him, what would he say? That Meis Blei Banim Teishte Esur Linasei Shem Yerlin Av Ben VeTeishes Kukul Liyibam. Why do we need the pasuk for? What would we do without the pasuk? We'll say that the Isha would not allow to get married. The Rishalmi says it came like the Taisus the Rosh. That the Isha would not only get married, because maybe a father would have a son, and the Isha was kukul yavam. And me'at tefilu meisa imai, even if her husband's mother died. But also the Isha suri nasa, shem yelech av isla isha acheres v'el demet isha is kukul yavam. That's what Yishalmi asked the Kasha. And then the Yishalmi says, v'yayimar, which means, maybe in a chanami, okay, I don't mind, if it wouldn't be v'vatsk of Isha shleiv alamei, so any time the husband dies and there's no Yavim, she still can't get married, because maybe there'll be Yavim in the future. So the Gemara says, Karya uben v'av einloi. So then, it's a little hard to understand exactly what it means, but it's mashma in the Pasuk, only when he has a brother, then the ben einloi is a problem. The Pasuk should have stressed that even if she doesn't have a brother, if he has a father, it wouldn't be a problem. That's how the Yishalmi asked the Kasha. So the Asher Shangev is bothered with the Yishalmi also. Why would she be us? So we have a Rav, then it won't be a Zachar Ben Kayama. But L'chai you also have my Kasha, even without the Rav. Typically, right now there's nobody. But I think the Yishalmi is not saying what's a Darchanayim. And I think the Ramban brings Yishalmi when he asks the Kasha of Darchanayim, and then he says Yishalmi asks the Kasha. Where does Yishalmi mention anything about Darchanayim? Yishalmi says she'll be Aser, and the reason why he can't say she's Aser is because it says Uben Einloi, not Ben Vav Einloi. Sounds like a different kasha. But I think this is the pshat. Darchanayim tells you it can't be she's mutter and then aser. So the question is, to take care of Darchanayim, okay, so she'll be aser. Otherwise, there's no other iser that Yishalmi means. Yishalmi means it's aser because it can't be mutter and then aser. And what tells you that, Darchanayim? Okay, so say it's aser. In other words, say the first teretz of the Ramban. That because of Darchanayim, not the pshat, it's going to be mutter after the oven is born. No, maybe Dachanam will tell you it'll be usher until the father-in-law dies. That the Shami says, the Pasuk says not the way. The Pasuk says Ben-in-law, according to you, should say Ben-va-ave-in-law. As I made a chat in the Sugya. Now, Taisa says the Teretz, and this is actually also the Shami's Teretz, they need the Pasuk for the case where the mother-in-law of the Avam is already pregnant. And that would be Dachanayim. She could wait until Azach is born and be Zakuka to him. The Shami also Mamish says the Teretz, you're showing him, bring it. There's a girs of the Rashbam and others are Megiyah also Imay Muberis. And the Shami says like this, Shami's Mayrach a little bit. Just like when somebody dies and his wife's pregnant, so you have to wait to see, is it a Ben Kayama or not a Ben Kayama? So too, when the husband would die and his mother is pregnant, that means there might be another yavam. You also have to wait to see if she's going to have a ben kiyama or not a ben kiyama. And that's why I need the pasuk after tell you eishadak shalei b'lam. And that's the Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Kveiga asked this kasha that we've been asking on other things, but Rabbi Kveiga asked the kasha, and so does the Ashish Yankov. For 1 second, she's not mechliyev to wait. We have this gemara in the Afkuf Yotes, that any time there's a pregnancy, we have a roiv that there's not going to be a yavam, because we have every pregnancy is 50% chance Zacha, 50% chance Nekeva. And we have to also factor in the miyut of Mapilois, of miscarriage. So every pregnancy, there's a rive between putting together the 50% Nekevis with the miyut of Mapilois, there's a rive that there won't be a Yavam. So Vaitish will be Mutter, and Vait will be a problem of Daichinoi. That's what Rikivega asks. So the Ashish Yankov adds to the Kasha, and don't tell me that even though Me'ikir and Din shall be Mutter, but Hagufa, Dakinayim will tell you she has to wait to see if it's a Yavam or Ben Kayama. Because if you're going to say that, you didn't have a cash in the first place. Say that even without the Chameis and Muberim, that's her Rabban's Teretz, that she has to wait till her father-in-law dies. But that I don't think is so shver. Because Rabbi Kveiga, who asked this kasha in a couple of places, in the Tshuva, which is also brought down in the Zichron Yankov Rabbi Kveiga, in the Tshuva he says, that Taisa didn't mean that you're mechuyev to wait. Taisa just meant it's not a chsaron dakanayim because she could wait. So Lachari had that same kasha, Ashish Yankov asked. Even if she isn't pregnant, she could wait. She could wait till her father-in-law dies. But I think this is the Teretz. Like the Taisa Rashtel Devek for us, there's a chsaron dakanayim to make her wait until her father-in-law dies. That's too long and too uncertain. To wait for a pregnancy, that's not a chsaron dakanayim whatsoever. So Taisus will go like the Taisa Rush. Now it's them. And the other Yishayim bring it also. But I think it's all a kolayel lechamakam echad. The reason why they didn't go with the Teretz that she could wait till her father dies is that's also not dechanayim. So Meli, you say a case where she's pregnant. So Al-Kapanim waiting for this particular one, but it's not a chsaron dechanayim. That you would have to do if it wouldn't be for the pasuk of Eishes Ark Shalaya Be'lamay. As I would learn Pshat, but the Yishalmi is not mashman away. Because the Yishalmi is mashman the ikur, then she'd have to wait. Because Yishalmi brings the raya from Yavam and Muberis. Yishalmi says, just like a Yavam and Muberis, she has to wait to see if it's a Ben Kayama, here also she'll have to wait. So, in fact, the Ashish Yankov is Enid Eden Daim and the raya. There, both the Zachar and the cave are pata from Yavama. So all she's waiting for, I mean, if it's a Ben Kayama, then it's a courage to be Me'anim. The thing is like this, the truth is, and we'll see in the fourth parak, she has to wait even to go to Lashuk, but that's for a different reason. That's because the Gemara says, Alashin Vlad ain't a paiter, she hates el avra olam. But Uncle Bunim, here you have a raiv. That's the Ashish Yankov sadler. So why would she have to wait? Here you have a raiv. Since you have a raiv, so why can you be saimach on the raiv? And it's a little bit shver also, because if for whatever reason you're not being saimach on the raiv, so what's the difference between Muberis or not? Why when she's Muberis, you're going to say you have to wait, and she's not Muberis, you don't have to wait, man. What's the difference? So there's a graph on the Shas. If Chaim says the answer is like this. Chaim says, Chsarin Daikanayin is when she's Be'emesin Potter, and then she becomes Chayiv. That's the Chsarin of Daikanayin. But if she never was Potter, then there's no Chsarin of Daikanayin. Even if there was a Halacha, we had a din, a Halacha, to believe that she's Potter. But if it comes out that we made a mistake, even if we didn't make a mistake, Batsim, it comes out, and there was a rive, but it comes out like the miyut. That's not a chsaron of Daichinayim. I mean, shtal zechvar. You have the isha, like you said, the gemara and kufiyah test. The isha that her father's parents call him dinasiyah. And now her father, now her husband dies without children. There's no yavam here. She's allowed to get married. She doesn't have to be afraid that maybe there's another yavam there, you have a raif. Let's say she gets remarried and then the yavam comes back. It'll be a big dark and an issue, right? Now she got married, now she finds out she was zakuk to yibum. But that's not a chesaron of the achanayim. The chesaron of the achanayim doesn't address that, because the halacha is that she was always asay. Gradi had a din to them when she's mutter. So Zakta Frame, that's the chilik. If she's not muberis, so she's pater. She's not zakuk liyibum. When a yavam is born, then she'll be zakuk liyibum. That's the chesaron of the achanayim. Mashen Kane, if she's muberis, so even if the roiv would tell you that you don't have to wait, but the fact is, if there is a zacha that's a ben kayama, she was always zacha k'tibum. So Meili can't say on starche noyam that it's impossible, since she was mutter, since bepoil she was mutter to get married because of the roiv, so now it's impossible for her to become aser. Because that was a mistake. Even though she had a right to make that mistake. But Lamaisa was a mistake. Lamaisa, she was always aser. That's why it's not a son in darche noyam. So Reb Chaim in the Graf Hala Shasta we have, it's written that he was mesupik. The one thing he declared was that maybe an uber, even if it is a zacher and it's going to be a ben kayama, but right now there is no yavam. An uber is not a yavam. An uber can't be zekik. So now there is b'payil l'ptur. So now there should be a chesaron of darchinayim. It's not a mistake. Right now she's potter. But Reb Chaim said no. Reb Chaim said yim benach l'tal yirchman, and that's what we have on this omit. A uber could be Irish. An uber is a Irish, even though he's an uber. Who within an uber could be zaykik liyibum? I mean, l'mais are not, because l'mais would be eish zach shalim v'lamay. But if eish zach shalim wouldn't be a problem, the uber itself would be able to go and be zaykik liyibum. That's what Reb Chaim says in the Grach al-Shas. In the Ginzei HaGrach, he's mitzadid another svara. He also fears that it's not the way. But he's mitzadid a svara. He says you can hear two ways. Let's say an uber wouldn't be zaykik liyibum. Let's say the halacha would be an uber wouldn't be zaykik liyibum. But the halacha would be, and this is what the Yishalmi is mashma, the halacha would be that as long as she's muberis, the fact that there's going to be a zika later will ask her now, on the tzadi after them on the tzadachar. That also would say there's no darchinayim. Now you'll have a kasha, and this is what I think he means. It's not written so by Richos. But you'll have a kasha, but what do you mean? I have a roiv that's saying it's mutter. But even on that you could say, but had I known that it'll be a zachar mekayama, that would be mechayiv me to wait? And the only reason why I'm not waiting is because I have a roiv saying that it's not going to be a zachar mekayama? That also is called, that it's not a chesaron of the achanayim, it's called the tais. But this is a little bit more of a stretch. If l'maisid is a zika, just it was a halacha, that it don't have to be chayshish, it was there, but we find that afterwards it was there, so that he says it's not a chesaron of the achanayim. If there's no zika, but if we would know it was a zacha ben kayama, we'd have to wait for the zika. But l'maisa, the rave tells us we don't have to wait for the zika, so the pile, we don't have to wait for the zika. That could be a sign of dachanai, but he says it's not mukhrich. I said, the kai v'sarits of b'chanan, simen vavayv aizbeiz, he names on, like what the Ginzei HaGrach is saying. He's not answering Rabbi Kedega's kasha, but he's answering the other kasha. What's the difference if she's muberis or not? And Ub is not zekik. What's the difference if she's muberis? If your problem is dachanayim, that she's potter, so she can't become chayiv, so by muberis also she's potter in the meantime. What's the difference? So his vart is, enech anami, an uber is not zekik, but when there's an uber there, you have to wait for the zika. There's a potential zika. You have to wait for the zika. That's not a chesaron of dachanayim. There's right now a matzav where there's going to be a later zika, that means you have to wait for the zika, that's not a ptur. Now Shagin, if there's no uber there, so she's potter. If she's potter, so then there'll be a son of Darchanayim. He's saying this to say that Darchanayim doesn't say that the Zika has to be Chal B'Shas Misa. Darchanayim says that there can't be a Ptur. as long as it's an Iber, there won't be a Ptur. There won't be a Zika, but there won't be a Ptur, because you're going to have to wait. Mashengen, if there's no Iber, there'll be a Ptur, and then there'll be a sign of Zachinayim. So basically, the Iketeret Shebegveges Kasha Lefi Legrach is that even though Halacha Lamais, it was Mutter, but that was based on the Tais, it was based on what was this bar that was really Aser, and that's why it's not a sign of Zachinayim. So Reb Chaim says in the Grach Halashas, because when there's an Uber, there is a Zikas Yibam, if there wouldn't be a din of Eishas actually Belamai. And Rabbi Chanan is saying, and the Ginzer Achaz Mitzanda that way, because when there's an Iber, there's a halacha that you have to anticipate the coming Zika. Not that there's a Zika now, but she's already Asa now Mitzad the coming Zika. Yishalmi, I think, is more mashma like this said. Yishalmi compares waiting for the Uber here to waiting for the Uber when the Yivam herself is Muberis. Now there's one other teretz in the Rishonim, the teretz Kasha. We had the teretz that's not of Sarah Dechinayim because she should wait till her father-in-law dies. That was the first teretz we discussed by Rishas. We have the teretz in the case where the Isha is Mu'beres, that's not called of Sarah Dechinayim, she would have to wait until the Uber is born. And the discussion about that teretz. And there's the third teretz, that it wouldn't be of Sarah Dechinayim when there are other brothers. Darchanayim means she's Materis L'shuk. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and now she's Zakik to the Avim again. That's the sign of Darchanayim. Mashengen if the other brothers, like the case of our Mishnah, and then another brother is born, there wouldn't be a din of Eishas Zakir Shalei Belame. Because it won't be a son of Darchanayim, she's anyway Asim, it's not the other brothers. That's a Teretz Rishayim give. The Ramban brings it, and the Ramban says that Einach and Bein of Klal. But the Rashba likes the Teretz. Said this, two shtickle Rabbi Kivega, and one shtickle Rabbi Kivega, he says that Taisus didn't say this teretz, and maybe it's the reason why the Ramban didn't like it, is because Taisus in that Bezim and Aleph says that all Nesra, anytime she's an Erva B'shas Nefil, like Achesisha, and then she becomes Eis Erva, Nesra, is because of the Achinayim. And he says, what if she's Nesra only to one of the Yavamim? He says, it's not Darchinayim to be Nizkak to somebody after she became Pater. It's also a sign of Darchinayim. So, Chayre, it sounds like a Kali Yistik Ashayla. Do we say Darchinayim means that it can't be she's Muteris Lashuk Pater Lagamri, and then she becomes Nizkak to Yavam? That's a sign of Darchinayim. Or Taisus applies it even to a case where she was Pater even from one Yavam. That's also a sign of Darchinayim. So if that's true, so even if there are other brothers, so she won't be Mutter L'shuk, but there's still a chesaron of Darchinayim because these were the only Yavam she had, and she didn't have another Yavam, she didn't have the Chiyav to the other Yavam, and now all of a sudden, now the Yavam's popping up. That's also a chesaron of Darchinayim. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. But Rabbi Kivega in the Mishnayis says no. That even according to that thesis, that's when the brother's around, and she was potter from that brother, like she was an erva to that brother, and then she became ice erva to that brother. So that's not Darchinayim, that she originally she was potter from that brother, and then she became chayev to that brother. But if the brother wasn't around altogether, even to Isis at all, that can't be called the chesaron of Darchinayim. So I saw in the Berachas Shmuel, Simon Ches, he's mevar these two tzadim. He means both shtickel from Rebbe Kveg, and the Kveg in the Gemara that says that according to Taisin Avdeis, this wouldn't be a good teretz. And there would be a problem with Darchinayim, even when there are other brothers. And Rufega Mishnayis, it says it's only when there's another brother and she's parted from him. But here the brother didn't exist. So Baruch Bar explains that Rabbi Kivenga in Mishnayis that says that even according to Taisus, there won't be a son of Darchinayim. There wouldn't be a son of Darchinayim, you know what I mean? Sorry, there won't be a son of Darchinayim. It's because when there's a chalais ptur, when she became pater, then Darchinayim says she can't be chayiv again. Here there was no chalais ptur, he wasn't around, so Darchinayim doesn't address it. And what did the other Rabbi Kivega hold, that was Madame of the two? He said that Lashon held that as long as the Zika wasn't there, B'shas Misa, that's called the sign of Darchinayim. So Baruch Bar is saying it very lomdish. Darchinayim would seem to be more of a balabatish as Darchinayim. Is it Darchinayim? Is it not Darchinayim? But I understand the Baruch Ber based on the Rebuvein, Simon Aleph, and the Kaivitz Aris, Simon Vav, We spoke about that. That is Darchanayim the Pshat, Darchanayim itself is a Ptur. Whenever there's a steer to Darchanayim, she becomes Pater al Sarchanayim. Well, no, Darchanayim can't do that. Darchanayim teaches you how Zikus even works. Since Darchad Darchanayim, so it must be Zikus even works in a specific way that would fit with the rules of Darchanayim. But the Darchanayim's not the Ptur. It's the rules of Zikus that's the Ptur. Like Rashi there says, the Makar of Darchanayim is the Gemara by when she had children that were alive when her husband died, and later they died. So Gemara says, why do you say now she's not Kuklim? The Gemara says, Darchay Darchanayim. And Rashi says, and Mimela, Zu Shahayim Leben, Leniska Liyam, Lenisis Leshuk, Umeis, Bena, and Taim, Atachas, Yem, Izgan, Al Bala, Hilchach, Al Karch, Benei, Loi, Bishas, Misa, Kama, Vayesh, Loi, Ben. Darchay Darchanayim teaches you, what does it mean, Benei, Loi? Benei, Loi mean, whenever she doesn't have a son, she's at Nizkak, but that wouldn't be Darchanayim. So, Aybazai, it must be that Benelai means when he dies, he didn't have a son. As long as when he dies, he didn't have a son, there's no Yibum. But it's telling Yibshan in the Basuk, not an Ayyabtur of Darchanayim. So, who would then, if Darchanayim would tell you, let's say, Nesra? So, it would tell you that since there was no Zika B'Shas Nisa, there can't be a Zika later. But it's in the longness of Zika, not Stam in the Darchanayim. So, that might apply, even if she's anyway Aser Mitzad, the other Yavam. But for this Yavam, there was no Zika. So for this Yavam, the principle that the Zika has to be Chal B'Shas Misa, which comes from the Din of Darchanayim, would apply even if it's one Yavam. So the Gemara Zaris brings down, the Gemara says that how do we know that Anath Eitz Avais is a Hadas? And it says, Anafet Savas is a description of how the leaves are, and only a Hanas leaf works away. So it says, maybe it's a different thing called a Hirduf. So it says, a Hirduf is thorns. So the Chayad Achanayim, the Torah wouldn't tell you to take a Hadas with thorns. So he says, Halacha Lamaisa, if the Hirduf wouldn't have thorns, it's still possible. The Arach Nachalim teaches you that it's a Hadas, not a Hirduf. Or if a Hadas would happen to have thorns, it would still be kosher. So the Kaimat Tzaris also in Simen Vav, he says there's two possibilities how to understand what the Erechad Erechanayim is telling you. You could say it's telling you the Zika can only be Chal B'Shas Misa, or you could say no, the Zika doesn't have to be Chal B'Shas Misa. But when there's a Chalois Dim Ptur, then it can never get a Chayev again. When there's a Ptur in the Zika, then it can't rejuvenate itself again. So these are the two Tzadim, if this is a good Teretz. If you say that the Yisayid of the Rechad Archanayim is that a Ptur can only be Chal B'Shas Misa. And Taisin Lev Beis says, and that applies to Nesher, which even to an individual Yavam it's that way. Okay, that means to each individual Yavam the Zika can only be Chal B'Shas Misa. So if this is true, so all Eishes Akshay Vlami, even if there are other brothers, but even for one brother, the Rechad Archanayim tells you the Zika has to be B'Shas Misa. So Aivazai, you wouldn't need a pasuk Eishak Shalomah, even if they're other brothers, because Derechad Erechanayim tells you, even for an individual Yavam, the Zika can only be B'Shas Misa. But if you say the Yisayid is no, Derechad Erechanayim is not telling you the Zika has to be B'Shas Misa. Derechad Erechanayim tells you, when there is a Chalais Dim Tur, it can never become the Skayiv again. So here, there was never a Chalais Dim Tur, because the Yavam didn't exist. As soon as the Yavam existed, the Zika was Chal. If the Zika doesn't have to be Chal B'Shas Misa, it's just the Ptur can't be Nischayev again. So let's say the Yavam only came around later, and she wasn't Mutul Lashuk, because she had other brothers, so there's never a Ptur from the Yavam, and even in regard to this individual Yavam, there wasn't a Ptur, he just wasn't around. And in regard to the Yavam Chalitza B'Cholos, there wasn't a Ptur, because there were other brothers. So Mela, that wouldn't be a problem of Darchanayim. So Mela, that would be a good Teretz, that when you have other brothers, then Darchanayim wouldn't be a Ptur, you need a Ptur of Eishach Shalai Ve'elamai.